Go with me to the 12th chapter of Revelation where we started last Sunday morning. How many was not here last Sunday morning, Sunday night, or either one? Raise your hand. Was not here. Raise them up. You wasn't here last Sunday. Okay? All right. If you wasn't, you're behind. Okay? But if you was, you're up with me. I am preaching about a New Testament character, and he's the devil. I had a kind of an unusual twist to my message in that I'm preaching about him and his animalistic ways, or him being an animal. I took you last week, I took you to Genesis and showed you that he was serpent. And that serpent deceives. By the way, he's still deceiving people. Hey, nobody would ever go to hell if they wouldn't be deceived. Come on, somebody help me preach. Then I talked to you about him in Matthew 13 as a bird. You remember when they sowed the seeds and then some of them fell by the wayside? And somebody asked me what the wayside is. Actually, when they had the big field, Chad, when the shepherds come through there, when they walk through there, that was where their paths were. That's the wayside. But they threw seed on there anyway. And because they tamped it down, the seed could not germinate, and the birds came in and stole the seed. That's why you got to be careful not let your heart get hard. Because what will happen is you'll hear the seed, and the word will come to you. But before it takes root, he takes it away. Amen. And then in John chapter 10, I talked to you about the wolf that tried to dismantle God's flock. And you remember I told you that every flock's got to have a shepherd. Now Jesus is the good shepherd, great shepherd, and chief shepherd. Good shepherd, he died. Great shepherd, he rose. Chief shepherd, he's coming back again. Somebody say amen. But I am the under-shepherd who's supposed to be on here on guard watching the flock. Y'all want to know why us all these churches going by the wayside and messing up? Yeah, y'all really want to know? It's because we got a bunch of hirelings as pastors. See, the hireling don't care. The hireling just leave a seat when the wolves come and dismantle them. That's how your life gets dismantled. That's why you need me. You say, well, sometimes you're tough. It don't matter. You need me to keep the wolves off of you. I'm going to take a staff to them. Now, I don't want to go any further with that. Then last week I talked in 1 Peter. He's a lion that tries to defile the children of God. He's a roaring lion. By the way, he is your adversary. You and I are not each other's adversary. Please get that tonight. You ain't our adversary. Hey, we ain't the enemy tonight. He's the enemy. And he's a roaring lion. Now, tonight, go back to Revelation 12 and let's go back to the context now and deal with Revelation 12. And I'm going to tell you this. This will not be done in one sermon. My boy last Sunday, can I pick on you again tonight, James? I just like picking on you, son. Your wife don't do enough picking on you, so I will. Does she ever pick on you? All the time, yeah. James said, Dad, I don't understand all that stuff you were preaching last Sunday night. Well, I understand. So I'm going to try to make it clearer. Will you go there? Y'all got your Bibles? And trust me tonight, we're going on a journey. And it may not be able to go in one night. Now, Chad, I want to explain this to you. Let's go to Revelation 12. If you don't understand Revelation 12, you will not have prophecy right. You'll have a perverted view of everything. Let's go with it. And I appeared a great woman in heaven. A great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. This is not the Virgin Mary. And this is not referring to Beth Meyer and Joy, whatever that other one is. You know who I'm talking about. It ain't talking about women preachers. The woman's not the church. Now listen to me. The reason I said that is this replacement theology, the Calvinists use this replacement theology. What they do, they replace Israel with the church. And they're saying every promise that Israel got is the church's. And the church replaced Israel. And they use this passage here, this woman being the church. That's wrong. Now, if you got any Bible sense, now listen, this gives you a clue who the woman was. Upon her head, a crown of what? 12 stars. How many tribes are they? Now you're getting it. Who's the woman then? Simple. Now let's go on verse 2. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Now what child are we talking about here? What goes on to say, and I'll explain it. Look down in verse 5. And she brought forth a man-child who shall rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Jesus said, I come unto my own, I only received not, but being received, gave power to become the Son of God. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was the man-child. Israel was the mother. Am I preaching? Now stay with me. Now here's where things get dicey. And if you don't watch out, you get your context wrong. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon. Now that part, y'all kind of got it, right? That's the devil. But how many of y'all get thrown a little bit when you see having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head? Now I want to ask you, how many of y'all know the interpretation of that? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 2.5. Some of you know, but you know, I may not know myself, but I'm going to try. How many of y'all say, well, that's confusing. It's not near as bad as you think it is. That's why I'm going to take the Bible and show you tonight. Is that okay if I show you all this? Man, I'm starting to have some fun right now. Now, notice that, Chad, this is important. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast into the earth, and dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, Chad, if we interpret that properly, that goes back at the beginning when he fell. Okay? For sure. That's the first fall of Satan. Now, hold a minute. And then ever since, he's been trying to destroy Jesus. But I'm glad Jesus can't be destroyed. Lord God, I'm sensing some Holy Ghost here. Are y'all still with me? Now, stay with me on this so you don't get all shook up. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God, that's the ascension, and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Now we're starting to get into some prophecy. See, you got to understand, you got to separate from this passage the history and the prophecy. And that's why some of these liberal yahoos don't know what they're talking about. Because they can't do that. Are y'all all with me yet? And she flew in the wilderness 1,260 days, or 3.5 years. Now, listen to this. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels. Now, Chad, here's where the context changes. Some of our brethren has said, well, that was the original fall. That is not the original fall. That ain't the first time. That isn't when he took the angels out the first time. This is the last days when Michael is going to fight the devil and his angels. And the devil's going to be cast down to the earth. Y'all all with me? How many of y'all say y'all still with me? Raise your hands. You still with me? Now, I'm making this as simple as I can. Stay with me. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. And Satan was deceived of the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. Listen to me. When he first fell the first time, he wasn't cast to the earth. He cast to the air. And he's the prince of the power of the air. But in the last days, he's going to be cast to the earth because he knows his time's short and he's going to wreck hell on this earth. Y'all with me? He's an animal. He's fierce. Somebody ought to shout here. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren, our brethren, is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Hold a minute. You know what the devil does every week on you and every day on you? Here's what he does. Now you listen, here's what he does. He goes right up to the throne and he'll say, Jared Green, he'll accuse you. Now Jared, whether you like or not, you're not perfect. And sometime during this week, you're going to fail. And the devil's going to take you up or to the throne and accuse you. And he been doing that ever since the Job's day. And by the way, Job was written before Genesis. That's the oldest book in the Bible. How many's learning something tonight? Y'all with me? He been doing that. He hates you. But wave your hand for the day that he quits accusing you and quits bugging you. And he ain't going to have no way with you anymore. But praise God on that. Hallelujah. Let me go on. I need 2 hours tonight so bad. I ain't going to do it. Let your heart not be troubled. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of the testimony. And I'm going to show you how a believer can later on. This won't be right now. And they love not their lives and death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath. Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast on the earth, he persecuted the woman. If you think the Holocaust was bad, there's a book written as Israel's Second Holocaust. Here it is. And brought forth a man-child. They brought forth a man-child. And the woman were given two wings of a great eagle. Some people think that's America. I don't think so. That she might fly into the wilderness. Probably going to take her into Petra. In her place where she is nourished for a time and a time and a half a time. From the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, after Israel. That he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman and swallowed open her mouth. And swallowed up the flood with the dragon cast it out of his mouth. Somebody said, what's that flood? Don't have a clue. And if you do, come up and preach. Oh, I know it's everything he's got. And the dragon was wroth with the woman. He hates Israel. Y'all America better be careful not to turn their back against Israel. This nation is getting too much toward the Muslims. Did I tell y'all that? I'm nervous about it. We let them come around and just rule the earth, and then Christians have taken a back seat. I'm kind of aggravated about that, but y'all just have to pray for me. And dragon was wroth with a woman and went to make war with a remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Christ, Jesus Christ. I'll show you later on that the woman is almost destroyed. And that's going to usher in Armageddon and the coming of Jesus. Now, y'all still got, how many got y'all's Bible open? Stay with me. Dear Lord. Come on. Looking for, I ain't going to have to take my time. Y'all still with me? Now, okay, what did the devil have on his head? Come on.
Crown, 7 heads.
He had 10 heads and 7. He had 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon the heads. Okay? Got me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice this language. How many still with me? Luke 13 chapter. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Now look what this beast says. Having 7 heads and 10 horns and upon his horns 10 crowns. And upon his head's the name of blasphemy. Now look here. You said, well, that looks like the dragon. Well, the Antichrist is the devil in the flesh. See, God has a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Satan has a Trinity. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And by the way, if you want to know where the false prophet is, he's down here. He down here in verse number, where is that verse at? 14? Somebody find that. Yeah, no, 11. How many's there? And I heard another beast coming up out of the earth. One come up out of the sea, that's the Antichrist. One come up out of the earth, speaks of religion, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he gave power to the first beast before, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Whew. And that's some preaching. Now, the dragon and the beast and the lamb are the unholy Trinity. Boy, y'all look at me funny. But notice that same theme. How many of y'all noticed the same theme? 10 horns? 7 heads? Now, here's what I want to do. This may take a few minutes. Will you please go to the book of Daniel? I try my best not to be too lengthy. But if you'll... let me take you back to first. Go to Daniel chapter 2 real quick, but I won't take you there right now, but I will in a minute. But go back to Revelation 13 again. And the beast which I saw was like unto a what? Leper. And his feet were the feet of a bear. And out of his mouth, the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. Now, go back to Daniel 2. How many of y'all believe the Bible's accurate? How many of y'all believe the Bible's the Word of God? How many believe you can trust it? Now, once you go to Daniel 2, now you will not be able to see this, the words of this, but I'll describe it to you. Throw it up on the screen, Allison. I want you to go to Daniel 2. You said, what in the world does this have to do with 10 horns? See that? How many of y'all know what that is? How many understand that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Ain't a joke. I'm going somewhere. Are y'all here? Now, Nebuchadnezzar saw this horrifying dream. Called for Daniel to come and interpret it. All right, where do I want to start at? Let's just start at verse 31. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. The image, his head was fine gold. His breast and arms was silver. His belly and thighs were brass. His legs was iron. And his feet, part iron and part clay. How many of you say, I don't have a clue what you're talking about? Well, you listen, you just stay with me. Because, by the way, the Bible interprets itself. Now go to verse 36. This is the dream. And we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, and he talked about Nebuchadnezzar, art king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength. Now you said, what was Nebuchadnezzar? What was it? He was the head of gold. Y'all with me? I'm preaching good. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air, he hath given into hand and hath thee ruler over them all. And here he interprets this. He interprets it. You ought not have no problem with this. Thou art this head of gold. How many understand now? Okay, class, what is it? Who's the head of gold? Thank you. Y'all still with me? And after thee shall rise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another kingdom of brass. Brass is inferior to gold, which shall bear rule over all earth. And by the way, the brass is speaking of the Media-Persia Empire that overtook Babylon. Somebody help me preach. I'm going somewhere, Jeremy, I promise. And there arose another kingdom inferior to thee. Notice how this thing. And the third kingdom was brass. We had gold, silver. Now we're into brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Brass is right here. You know who brass is? The Grecian Empire. And you know Alexander the Great, who overcome the whole world. Hey, Rich, I'm just interpreting the Bible. You say, I didn't think the Bible was accurate history. The Bible's accurate when it speaks of history, science, or anything else. Because it doesn't major in all those, doesn't mean it's not accurate in all those. That's why some of you need to start carrying a Bible. Whew. Stay with me. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. Notice these things get weaker by the time. For as much as the iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, as the iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces. So, Chad, we got two legs of iron. What is the two legs of iron? Tell me what the two legs of the Roman Empire is. The Eastern and the Western Roman Empire. Right? Somebody help me. Now stay with me. I'm taking you somewhere if you're following me. This is not as hard as it looks. Stay with me. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as the iron breaketh into pieces and subdueth all things, as the iron that breaketh all things, shall it break into pieces. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron. And the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom shall be partly iron and partly broken. Whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. Somebody get ready to shout. Well, somebody get ready to shout. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another. even as iron is not mixed with clay. Now notice this. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break into pieces and consume all the kingdoms, and it shall stand forevermore. For as much as thou sawest that stone cut out of the mountain, Jesus, without hands, and it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, and the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass. Now listen to me. Now you said, what in the world does them 10 toes have to do with them 10 horns? The very same thing. And I'll show you in a minute. He said, but what do you mean the very same thing? Remember I said the 10 horns were 10 kings? The 7 heads, I'll explain to you in a minute, were the 7 hills of Rome? Hold on. Those 10 tones is going to be destroyed by Jesus. You know what I just done? I just took you from Babylon to Armageddon. When the dragon gets destroyed. I took you from the Old Testament all the way up to Revelation 12 just in a couple of minutes. But I ain't done yet. I'm keeping on, Seth. Just, you keep amen me, I keep on. Some of these people, don't y'all drift off on me. Now go on. Go to Revelation chapter. Give me the next one, Alison. Chapter 7. Woo. All right. Now we got another. Now we're starting to get in them beasts again. Animals. Y'all in Revelation 7? In the year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. And he wrote the dream. I'm trying to check my time. And told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in a night vision, or vision by night, and behold, the 4 winds of the earth strove upon the great sea. And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. Okay? First was a lion. Write in your notes. Write in your notes. Who is it, Chad? Babylon. The second, y'all with me, and had eagle's wings. And behold, till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and it made to stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. Who's the bear? Media Persia. You say, well, who's them 3 ribs in that bear? Libya, Babylon, and Egypt. Did you go to the second beast yet? Babylon, Media Persia. You said, I thought you said that about the other image. Same thing. Y'all, how many still with me? Oh, y'all learn anything? What do you mean where I'm at? I'm in the Bible. Where are you at? Chapter 7 now. Where are you? Daniel. Hey, earth to all y'all. Daniel. Y'all trying to get me confused? I already am. Daniel. I went from Daniel 2 to Daniel 7. I'm sorry. I'm just so wrapped up, I can't help it. Some of y'all thinking I'm nuts. I am. And behold, another beast, a second, the bear. Okay, y'all there? Verse 5. And it was raised up in itself on one side, and it had 3 ribs. I told you who the 3 ribs were. And then look at number 6. And this I beheld, and lo, another like a leper, which had upon the back of it 4 wings of a fowl. The beast also had 4 heads. Talk about that Grecian Empire. And dominion was given Now, hold a minute. So we had a head of gold. We took you right down through history. Guess what I'm doing again, Rich and all y'all? I'm taking you back to history, but I'm not using a image. I'm using a bit animals. Y'all still with me? No. Who said no? I'll come after you. Look at verse 6. Or 7, excuse me. And this I saw in the night visions. And behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And he had great teeth, iron teeth. It devours and break in pieces and stamp the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had what? What did it have? How many horns? That's the Roman Empire. I considered the 10 horns. Behold, there came up among them another little horn. Do you know who that is? Come up out of that. How many of y'all know who that is? How many of y'all know who that is? That's the Antichrist. That's the last image before the coming of Christ. Don't get confused now. Stay with me. Look at that ugly thing. Do you know what? I just read that same thing to you in the 13th chapter about the beast. Come on. Now, you're either thoroughly confused or you're starting to get it. One more chart. Go to the third chart. That's hard to see. I can't see it. I hope I can. Daniel. Now let's look at God's view in Daniel 7. A winged lion, Babylon. A bear, Media Persia. A winged leper with four heads, Greece, Alexander the Great. A mongrel empire, Rome. Then we go to Daniel 2. Head of gold, Babylon. Shoulders of iron and silver, Media Persia. Stomach fires and brass, Greece. Legs of iron and clay and feet of clay, Rome. What I'm trying to tell you is there will be a restoration of the old Roman Empire under a 10-nation confederacy. I think it's now the EU, because most of the EU came from them. Come on now. You're living right in the last days. You're living right here when the dragon's his time's short. He's coming. Now, it's 6:59. How many of you know I'm starting to get frustrated? Go one more time. Back to Revelation. Now I want you to go to Revelation 17. Are y'all there? All right. And I want you to go down to verse number 8. We're going to start interpreting all of this stuff now. The Bible interprets it. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Now I want all y'all to know this. I don't know if this is Judas or not, Chad. I'm not going to say it is. But I will tell you that the Antichrist is going to have a fake or some type of resurrection. He was and is and shall come. Because see, he's an impersonator. How many of y'all got your Bible? Now let's go on. Let's stay with this. Verse 9, here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains. How many of y'all got that? On which the woman says. Now, how many of y'all know who the woman is? The woman is Mystery Babylon, the great harlot, the universal church. the mother church. The one same woman started 300 A.D., the Constantine. That's the harlot. He said, you oughtn't say that about mama. Can't help it, it's the truth. See, what's going to happen is, Chad, this confederacy and the Antichrist are going to have a religious system. Y'all with me? Y'all mind if I go about 5 or 6 minutes over? Do you care? How many? Well, I ain't used to caring anyway. I'm going to do it. Verse 11, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and he is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns, see how this interprets? Which thou sawest are the ten kings, and also ten toes, which received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They shall make war with the lamb. Woo! And the lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. I'm about ready to circle this size. And he saith unto them, the waters which thou sawest were the whore setting upon, where the whore setteth, are all people and multitudes and nations and tongues. Now, what religion encompasses the whole world? I'll probably get some hate nails. I need a bodyguard. That's the Roman Catholic. It's going to be a restoration of that. And all these Protestant denominations, by the way, we Baptists are not Protestant. All these Protestant denominations are going back to mama. And that's an ecumenical church. I'm having a hard time winding this thing down. I'm trying. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, they shall hate the whore. And shall make her desolate and naked. You know what it is? You know what's going to happen? Political Babylon is going to destroy mystery Babylon. Because they don't need religion anymore. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. And to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast. Until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now, I ain't got time to finish. How many's learned at least one thing tonight? I've took you on a journey. Now, I'm not finished. Can I finish this next week? Because, Lord God, I've got to finish it next week. I've got to give you too much tonight. But let me make you understand something. You may think a dragon's prevailing. You may think it. But he's going to make war with the lamb. And the lamb's going to come and destroy that kingdom. Somebody help me. You remember when I showed you in that first image that mountain, that stone come out of the mountain, crushed them toes? That same stone that crushed the toes is the same stone that's going to crush the horns. Because the horns and the toes are the same thing. I just took you all the way from the Babylonian kingdom to the last Roman kingdom that's mixed with iron and clay. And that ungodly looking thing right there. And that little old horn coming up out of that thing is the Antichrist. And I wanted to deal with that tonight. But I want to tell you something. Us quit fooling around playing church. It's serious business. Fighting the devil is serious business. Huh? And the only way we can overcome him is by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And the word of your testimony.
Amen.
You ain't no match for him. You say, how do I overcome him? By the blood. Amen. And through your testimony. He can't take it. I'll ask you tonight. I know that is the future. But let's go to the present. How many of you right now tonight, the devil's trying to wear you out? He's beating on you. He's like a roaring, fire-breathing dragon trying to destroy him. Ain't but one hope, Brother Wayne, and that is the blood of Jesus. If you're here lost, the only hope for you is the blood of Jesus. Bow your head. I didn't know where to get off this thing, okay? Heads bowed, eyes closed. How many of you know if you died tonight, you're saved? Raise your hand high and hold them up a minute so I can see. Okay. Was there anybody who couldn't raise your hand? Was there anybody in the room who couldn't raise your hand and say you're saved? For sure. If you couldn't, raise your hand now and say, preacher, I don't want to be left for that. Pray for me. Raise your hand. Anybody? How many Christians are tired of letting the devil beat you up and the dragon wear you out? And you'd like to have victory? Raise your hand. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Why don't you come up here and claim the blood? And use your testimony, the word of your testimony. Restore your testimony. Restore your joy so you can get victory. Stand with me. If you'd like to do that, just come up right in front. Lord, have my son. There ought to be somebody come and pray.
In times like these, you need a Savior.
You ought to come and pray.
In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure.
Claim the blood.
Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the
all this rock is Jesus.
Yes, he's
He cut out the mountain.
This rock is Jesus. The only one.
Woo!
Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Thank you, sis. Folks still praying. Sing them just a little bit more. I'm
going to
drink
like
some more of this Dasani water.
You need the Bible in times like these.
What did that say? In times like this, wait, what? Read the Bible.
Very sure.
That's your hope.
Very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the rock is
if this rock is Jesus.
Yes, he's the one.
Amen.
This rock is Jesus.
This rock is Jesus. Cut out the mountain.
Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Next Sunday night, I'm going to go a step further and talk about the Antichrist. Is that okay? Y'all like this kind of preaching and teaching? It's what church is about, man. We got to revive hope in our life. Father, thank you for the good night. Lord, I can't wait you come. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Now bless tonight. Bless our folk as they go home. Protect them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.